Rogers and Elling Insurance Agency presents The Finger Lakes Salute with Glenn Rogers and the Forgotten Story, The Old Philosopher, and starring the Geneva High School Varsity Chorus, Miss Inez Neese directing, with Iva Jean Otterson as guest soloist. Today, Rogers and Elling salute the city of Geneva. We get today's program off to a musical start as the Geneva High Varsity Chorus sings Onward Christian Soldiers. Onward Christian Soldiers is sung by the Geneva High School Varsity Chorus with Rita Cleveland at the piano. We'll continue our salute to the city of Geneva in just a moment. First, here's some valuable information from Rogers and Elling. If you have a boy or a girl of any age between birth and 9 years, here's something that will be of more than passing interest to you. Naturally, you want to give the child the best possible start towards security. And that's why the Colombian National Life Insurance Company is making news with their juvenile estate contract. Here's how it works. It's all based on a real insurance program that grows with the child. Suppose you arrange for a $1,000 contract. When your boy or girl reaches 18 years, the value of the contract increases 5 times, in this case to $5,000. And the premium remains the same. When self-supporting, your boy or girl can carry on, and at the age of 65 can take either a retirement income or $5,000 in cash. During this time, the insurance protection costs less than $13 a thousand. Now, for full information, with no obligation, call Rogers and Elling, 68 Castle Street in Geneva. And Johnny Morgan or Irv Edwards will be happy to explain the plan in complete detail. That's Rogers and Elling, 68 Castle Street in Geneva. Well, we turn now to our historian, Glenn Rogers, the man who digs up the forgotten stories that highlight each Finger Lakes Salute program. All right, Glenn, let's hear today's forgotten story.
You are listening to WGVA in Geneva. How many times have you heard this familiar phrase issuing from your loudspeaker, yet little realizing the unusual story that lies behind it? But for a man's ambition and a lucky break, WGVA might never have been. This story of a radio station starts, not in Geneva, but over 7,000 miles away in a military hospital in New Guinea, during the latter days of World War II. As he lay in a hospital bed in New Guinea, young Maury Foreman dreamed of his eventual return to the United States, for then he was going to fulfill a long-cherished ambition, that of operating a radio station in a small city. Time passed, and Maury Foreman finally returned to his country, and he selected Geneva as the proposed site for his station, as he still held the pleasant memories of many boyhood visits to the city at the foot of Seneca Lake. So, early in 1945, he met with John Milton Potter, president of Hobart College, and John Gleason, then Secretary of the Chamber of Commerce, and other citizens who were interested in bringing a radio station to Geneva. President Potter's enthusiasm made Maury Foreman more determined than ever, and President Potter graphically illustrated with a map that Geneva was virtually near the geographical center of the eastern United States. And when Maury Foreman asked, "What shall we call the name of our corporation?" President Potter was telling of the railroads that served Geneva, of crack trains like the Black Diamond, the Maple Leaf, the Star. And seizing upon the latter name, Foreman said, "We'll call it the Star Broadcasting Company." Thus, Geneva's first radio company was named after a railroad train. Maury Foreman and President Potter attended the Federal Communication Commission hearings in Washington in August of 1945. Perhaps it was an omen of the future, but they traveled the first part of the trip on that same Lehigh Valley train, the Star. In Washington, things looked gloomy, for five other companies were after the 1240 wavelength, which Geneva sought. And to climax things, the FCC had already closed the hearings. Armed with letters and persuasion, the pair finally succeeded in getting the commission to reopen the hearings, but upon one condition. While the other five companies could cross-examine the Genevans, they were denied the right of recross-examination and rebuttal. Fortune, however, smiled upon the two determined men, and the FCC finally awarded the 1240 band to the Star Broadcasting Company of Geneva and assigned it the call letters of WHIN. I might say here that while time does not permit the mention of their names, many other Genevans were instrumental in the successful fight to bring a radio station to Geneva, and their efforts will never be forgotten. Studio and transmitter were combined in one building on Beans Hill, and after feverish months of preparation, station WHIN of Geneva went on the air at 6 p.m. on July 1, 1947. Dissatisfied with their call letters, the station sought something to identify them with Geneva. WGEN was one choice, but they belonged to a ship at sea, and the ship was reluctant to part with them. Finally, the station was successful in its efforts to secure WGVA, also from another ship at sea. But several permissions had to be secured before the transfer was made. So, within a few months, after a short career as WHIN, the Geneva station changed to the now familiar WGVA. Incidentally, Geneva's old call letters, WHIN, were later assigned to a station in Gallatin, Texas. WGVA's first commercial program was Fulton Lewis Jr., still heard every night, Monday through Friday, under the sponsorship of the Geneva Federal Savings and Loan Association. And later, the cramped quarters on top of the hill were moved to the new studios in the renovated building of this same Geneva Federal Savings. And so that is the story of Geneva's radio station, a station that started as a dream in far-off New Guinea those many years ago, and which is now a dream come true. For WGVA has filled a long-felt need in Geneva, and with Geneva will continue to grow in the years to come. And daily in this Finger Lakes area, most of the radio sets are tuned to catch that familiar and friendly phrase. 1240 on your dial. This is station WGVA, Geneva.
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's solo time now on the Finger Lakes Salute as Iva Jean Otterson steps up to the microphone. And Iva, what are you going to sing for us this afternoon?
Oh, Lovely Night.
Go ahead. Jean Otterson, this afternoon's featured soloist, singing Oh Lovely Night. Well, we haven't heard from the Geneva High School chorus for a while, and with Miss Inez Nice directing and Rita Cleveland and Jewel Hera at the piano, the chorus is going to sing You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh,
That was the Geneva High School chorus singing You'll Never Walk Alone, and doing a very fine job of it, too. And now an innovation on the Finger Lakes Salute. You heard him for the first time last week, and now let's listen to the wisdom of the old philosopher.
Here we are again, neighbors. Some bad news this week. Joe's luck ran out. He was injured quite badly in an automobile accident and is now in the hospital. He is coming along real good right now, but he's going to be there for 3-4 more weeks yet. His expenses are piling up, and his farm work must go on. Our farmer friend will have a lot of help from the North American Accident Insurance Company. Last summer, he had the foresight to buy a contract that is now working for him. While in the hospital, Joe will be paid at the rate of $500 per month, and this extra benefit, while in the hospital, is good for 60 days. When he comes out of the hospital, he will continue to receive $100 per month until he can go back to farming again, or up to 5 years for his total disability. Will it help? You bet it will. You too can have a contract just like this, covering both sickness and accident. So drop a line to Rogers and Elling, or call us on the phone, and we fit a contract to your needs. Remember the address, 68 Castle Street, Geneva, New York. Phone 2852 or 2295 at Geneva. Well, folks, how are you getting along with your neighbors these days? Are you good friends or are you on the outs? Did you have a quarrel with one another? If you won't speak to the so-and-so, what did it start over? I bet it started over some little thing. Perhaps you have forgotten what it started about, and you are just as mad now and aren't speaking. Let me tell you of two neighbors and how they stuck their noses up in the air and did not speak to one another for nearly 4 years. Their youngsters got into a childhood quarrel, and one of them went home just a howling. The parents, instead of just ignoring the kids, started that old stuff of, now see here, your little Sammy, Billy, Jimmy, or whatever the kid's name was, is to blame. My boy wouldn't do such a thing. Well, you know how it goes, and it was only a matter of minutes before the parents had taken over the battle. The war was on. The children were forbidden to play with each other. The two neighbors stopped speaking to each other. No more friendly talks over the back fence. No more favors given. None asked. They glared at each other from their front porch, and when they cut the lawn or shoveled snow, each one is mighty careful not to touch one blade of grass or spoonful of snow on the other's property. And this has gone on for nearly four years. Silly, isn't it? You two probably know of similar cases. Fights, quarrels, and most of them all over some foolish little thing that could have been passed over without any trouble at all. Instead of an anthill, they now have a mountain. It is so foolish to carry grudges against one another, especially when there is so much bigger trouble in the world today. And I guess we don't help things much when we are feuding with our neighbors. Maybe it's the other guy's fault. Maybe it's our fault. 10 chances to one it is, or we're just as much to blame. You know, it takes at least two people to make a quarrel. And if we just won't quarrel, how can we get into arguments or fights and raise our blood pressure and shorten our lives? And if we would give in just a wee bit, we could save ourselves a whole lot of unhappiness. When the other fellow gets mad, if we would try mighty hard, we might avoid a ruckus. And we'd still be a-visiting over that back fence, and we'd still be doing favors for each other. And we'd still have that friendly greeting. Neighbors, we're making tomorrow memories today. The pleasanter the deed, the better the memory. Remember this. When you must choose your memories, remember the things most kind. Let not a past unpleasantness ever linger in your mind. Remember the good, not the bad that friends may sometimes do. Forget the things that have been false. Remember things that are true. Carve good deeds in your memory. Print false on the sands of time. Draw the curtain on misery. Remember things sublime. You then will find life worth living. Yours will be a heart that's free. Just remember Christ Jesus when you choose your memories. A lot of truth there, huh, neighbor? If we would follow the thoughts in that little poem, folks would get along together all right. We would have a nicer neighborhood to live in. So today, don't wait for tomorrow. If you are at odds with your neighbor, just give him a friendly hello and see if you two cannot patch up your troubles. Never mind who started it. You be the one to make the advance of being friends again. Try it, neighbors. It'll pay you big dividends. You will feel better. Remember, your memories of tomorrow are made today. So be a good neighbor. See you next week. So long now.
Well, you know, the things the old philosopher says really make sense. And incidentally, if you'd like to have a copy of that poem he just read this afternoon, he'll be more than glad to send you one if you just address your cards or letters to Rogers and Elling Insurance Company, 68 Castle Street in Geneva. Well, we conclude today's Finger Lake Salute with a number featuring the entire chorus, the wonderful hymn, God of Our Fathers. Of the hymn, God of Our Fathers, we bring to a close today's Finger Lake Salute.
That's funny. Nobody answers.
Well, knocks again to Albert. This is WGVA, ain't it? The
yeah.
little station on the hill, ain't
That's
it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the place. The announcers can't all be sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't break your knuckles on that thing, Albert. Use your feet.
Okay, okay.
Is somebody there? Did you hear that, Albert?
Yeah. Only the two biggest promoters in town, that's all.
Well, come on in, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's better, that's better.
Yeah, at least he calls us gentlemen, anyway.
Well, hello there. You'll have to pardon my tardiness. I was right in the middle of the slumber hour.
Yeah. You looks like you was in the middle of something there. You looks like you was the victim of morphine.
Morpheus, Willie.
Yeah,
Morpheus,
no, Morpheus,
yeah.
I know, yeah. That's
but
right.
That certainly is the best excuse for Goldberg and I has ever heard.
Yeah. I wonder why I didn't think of that when I was in the Army, Albert.
Well, wait a minute. To what do I owe the pleasure of this visit from you extinguished gentlemen?
Willie, he must be a radio announcer, all right, with that silk and honey voice he got.
Yeah. He really lays on the sack.
Yeah, don't he? Yeah.
But let's eliminate the solicitations there and get on with the commercials there, mister.
Wait a minute. Are you boys Willie and Albert?
Boys?
He certainly is getting familiar awful quick there, ain't he?
Yeah. I wonder what happened to the gentleman there.
Yeah, I wonder too.
Next thing I know, I'll be in my knee pants, you know.
Yeah. But we is them.
And how did you know?
Why, everyone knows you're the biggest in your fields. The ambition and the character is written all over your faces.
There you are, Albert. You see that?
Yeah, I see. That explains the fact we can't get no credit, I imagine.
And besides, it states here in my appointment book that you're interested in a radio program as part of your advertising campaign.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We is interested in getting the Willis Albert Split 24 in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like grapefruit juice.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to sit up and take notice.
I see. Like your car, you want something that'll startle them.
Well, not exactly, Mr. Bermudez.
The name is Lamutus. La-la-la-la-la-la-Lamutus.
Well, he's singing now. You get that?
Oh, you'll have to pardon Willie, Mr. Lamutus.